10, 33, 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram
Chaiva
Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraya. Nashtapraya Sabhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Ruttama Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Samam Bonam, Chapter 33, The Rasa Dance, Text 30. Naha eta samachare jatu manasa api hi anishvaraha vinashyati acharan maundyad yata abdijya Abdijam Visham. Naitat Samachare Jatu.
Naitat Samachare
Jatu.
Naitat Samachare Jatu.
Manasapi Hai Anishvaraha. Manasapi Hai Anishvaraha. Vinashyatyacharan maudyat. Vinashyatyacharan maudyat. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Naitat samachare jatu. Manasapyahi anishvarah. Vinasyadyacharan maudya. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Naitat samachare jatu. Manasapyahi anishvarah. Vinasyadyacharan maudya. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Naitat samachare jatu. Manasapyahi anishvarah. Vinashyatyacharan maudya. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Vishnu. Manasapyanishvarah. Yata rudro. Vishnurat Prabhu. Nitat samachare jatu. Manasapyanishvarah. Vinashyatyachara madhya. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Naitat samachare jatu. Manasapi he anishvarah. Vinashyatyacharadamoya. Yata rudrobdijam visham. Naitat
चरेत जातु मनसा पिहनिश्वर
What word meaning? Na,
na.
Not. Etad, this. Samacharet, should perform. Jatu, ever. Manasa, with the mind. Api, even. He, certainly. Anishwaraha, one who is not a controller. Vinashyati, he is destroyed. Acharan, acting. Maudyat, out of foolishness. Yata, as. Arudraha, one who is not Lord Rudra. Adbijam, generated from the ocean. Visham, poison. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities, even mentally. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not Rudra would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. Purport. Lord Shiva or Rudra once drank an ocean of poison, and the result was that an attractive blue mark appeared on his neck. But if we were to drink even a drop of such poison, we would die immediately. Just as we should not imitate the pastime of Lord Shiva, we should not imitate Lord Krishna's activities with the gopis. We should clearly understand that while Lord Krishna certainly descends to demonstrate religious principles, he also descends to demonstrate that he is God and we are not. That also must be demonstrated. The Lord enjoys with his internal potency, and thus attracts us to the spiritual platform. We should not try to imitate Krishna, for we will suffer severely.
Om Agyanatimarandasya Gyananjanasalakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrapatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ 10th canto, the very intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna, the five chapters. Those who are not attending every day, we are reading five chapters of Bhagavatam, and each one chapter we are doing one day, because these are the most confidential pastimes of the Lord. We are describing the entire chapter, and today is the fifth day, the fifth chapter, the culmination of this intimate pastimes, the rasa dance. So the five chapters, starting with Lord Krishna playing on his flute on the banks of Yamuna and calling the gopis, and the gopis come for rasa dance, and they meet Lord Krishna. Leaving their home, they come to meet Krishna, and Lord Krishna performs some pastimes with them, and they become very proud, and Lord Krishna disappears, and the gopis go on for searching for Krishna, and then they also sing the songs Gopi Gita, the songs of separation, and then Lord Krishna appears back, reunion, and finally culminates in rasa dance. And that is the subject matter of today's class. So, Lord Krishna appeared back, and Lord Krishna very clearly mentions that he disappeared simply to intensify their desire to serve Krishna more in separation. Once you have something, you get little bit taste of it and you lose it, then your desire becomes more to intensify the desire for serving Krishna. And Lord Krishna again appeared back, and with the charming words Lord Krishna relieved the pain of separation from the gopis, and Lord Krishna then started the pastime of rasa dance. There are so many gopis, unlimited. How many gopis? There are unlimited number of gopis. Principal ones are 8, 108, like that you can keep counting. So, Lord Krishna, when he actually wanted to perform rasa dance, so many gopis. So, in between each gopi, he expanded himself. So, unlimited number of forms. That is not possible for an ordinary living entity. If even one is a very great yogi, he can actually expand up to 9 forms. Yogi can expand up to 9 forms. It is described how Kardama Muni, to satisfy Devahuti, he expanded into 9 forms and satisfied her. So a yogi can expand only up to 9 forms. Not 10th is not possible. But for Lord Krishna, he is Yogeshwara. He can expand unlimitedly. That itself shows that ordinary person is not ordinary person. This is something different. God only can do that. So in this way, when Lord Krishna expanded himself into so many forms and started the rasa dance, there are a lot of spectators on the balcony, demigods and demigoddesses. They all assembled. It's not like in seclusion, nobody knows. All the demigods are actually spectators. And Gandharvas, and they started singing. Gandharvas started singing. There were kettle drums sounded, and flowers were being showered from the skies. Like rain is showering. You can imagine each drop of rain is one flower. So that is what? Shower of flowers. So Lord Krishna, in the middle of the gopis, he looked like the golden ornament with a sapphire in the middle. Sapphire, gem, valuable gem. Golden ornament is beautiful. It becomes more beautiful when the proper jewel is kept in between, sapphire. So Lord Krishna was looking like a sapphire in the middle of the golden ornament. And the gopis actually shone like streaks of lightning. Sometimes when the rain is there, it is dark, then lightning happens, the sky gets lit up. So the gopis were like streaks of lightning in the middle of mass of cloud. Krishna is Megavarna, blackish, bluish black, cloudish black. Cloud is now rainy season, you can see cloud. When you see the clouds, rainy cloud, you can remember Krishna. Reminds Krishna's color. So, the gopis actually sang so loudly that it filled the entire universe, the sound. Sound from Braj, it filled the entire universe. And Lord Krishna also praised the gopis by singing. So in this way, Lord Krishna was engaged in various intimate, playful pastimes with the gopis. When a boy and girl intimately performing certain activity, generally a person who is seeing gets a little bit agitated. So much so that the demigoddesses, they were agitated by lust, by seeing Lord Krishna performing these intimate pastimes. An interesting thing here is that Sukadeva Goswami is speaking actually. He is actually a Naishtika Brahmachari. He's Avadhuta, not even wearing dress. He is speaking. Generally, erotic thing is spoken or heard. The mind immediately gets agitated. And the mind agitation gets expressed in the bodily transformations. Lust increases. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. And the Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. He is not agitated. And the audience, Narada Muni is there, Vyasadeva is there, so many rishis, all this, they were not agitated. Demigoddess, they were agitated. Actually, this is pastime fit for liberated souls. One who is not liberated will get agitated. The litmus test is that you hear this and you are agitated. Okay, you are a normal person. Not yet reached the stage of liberation. A liberated person doesn't get affected by this. The Sutta Goswami was speaking. They didn't say that, no, let us not speak this. No, he spoke and Krishna did it. He was speaking. Not agitated. Sutta Goswami, the sages of Naimisharanya, not agitated. The demigoddesses were actually agitated, but with lust. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. So Srila Prabhupada was very cautious in discussing about the intimate pastimes of Krishna. Because one is speaker, another is audience. Both are to be qualified. One side qualified, another side not qualified is not a proper match. So Prabhupada was very cautious. And in fact, Prabhupada wrote Krishna book in 1970. He has given the synopsis of all the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in 1972, Srila Prabhupada visited Madras, now Chennai. And so his host in Chennai was Mr. Balu. Person, anybody host a sadhu, he must be somewhat religious. So Prabhupada, anyway, those days there are no temples, you know, ISKCON temples were not established. Wherever he used to stay in the host house. The host used to be a rich man and he may be having many rooms in the house. He used to stay in his house and do some programs. This Balu had a deity of Radha and Krishna in his house. generally in south, you know, Lakshmi Narayan worship is more predominant. He was worshipping Radha and Krishna. He had a very nice tulsi plant, big tulsi plant. And he used to dress Lord Krishna in a very black dress, complete. Krishna is supposed to be black. His dress, he made it black. And the devotees asked him, why are you dressing in black dress? No, Krishna is so effulgent. So I cannot see Krishna, so I am covering his body with a black dress so that I can see properly. Different bow. One day, Mr. Balu asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to hear Ras Leela from you. Please, narrate Ras Leela. So, Prabhupada said that Ras Leela is for very liberated people, so we don't know, we don't have it. He insisted, no, myself and my wife, we both want to actually hear Ras Leela from you, please. Prabhupada was not even describing Ras Leela to the devotees, what to speak of, you know. Outside devotees, inside devotees, outside. Let us say some devotion must be there, otherwise why is worshipping Lord Krishna? Ignorance. He actually insisted many times, please, like that. So, Prabhupada said, actually, you may be qualified to hear Ras Leela, but I am not qualified to speak. Please find somebody else. Sometimes you have to put yourself in humble position to tell that person where he stands. But sometimes people won't even understand where they stand. That's a different thing. He said, no, I'm not fit to speak. So speaking Ras Leela is actually for liberated soul. That's what Bhagavatam itself says. And Prabhupada was very cautious. It is not that Prabhupada would not speak Bhagavatam for his host. In fact, Sumati Morarji, who gave the free passage for Prabhupada, no, she wanted to hear Bhagavatam from Prabhupada. She didn't ask Ras Leela. Then Prabhupada was happy to describe all the wonderful pastimes, you know, because she is a Pushti Margi and, you know, following Srinathji and also devotee. So Prabhupada narrated Bhagavatam to her. Prabhupada used to come here to Jugu to narrate Bhagavatam to her. But when Balu was asking Ras Leela, he wants only Ras Leela. He doesn't want first canto, second canto, nothing. Direct. This is the disease. Many times people want to hear about Ras Leela simply because you hear about what Krishna does. You can say, see, yadyada acharati srishtata devetaro jana. Krishna is God, so he is demonstrating so that we can do. They want to. Usually, hero and heroine. In a cinema, we see hero and heroine are engaged in some intimate activity. A man is thinking himself to be hero. And he is thinking how he can also enjoy like that. Woman is thinking the other way also. So, when we hear something, we put in that position and try to see that whether I can also do like. So Krishna is doing here, so let me hear so nice things, so let me also do. That is prohibited. You have to know your position and you have to know Krishna's position. That's what this sloka is talking about. So, in this situation, if one wants to actually follow great personality, we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also Krishna, you know. At the end, you want to imitate, then you imitate Krishna coming in the form of a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in dealing with opposite sex. So much so that even his women disciples have to pay obeisances at a distance. Once, Chota Haridas, he wanted to make nice feast for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to bring some rice. Very nice rice, Sukla Anna, very white Sukla Anna. So he went to Madhavi Mataji, sister of Sikki Mahagiti. In fact, Sikki Mahagiti, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, these three, plus Madhavi, half. Three and half are very intimate associates of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Elderly lady, Madhavi, she is not a very young girl anyway. So he went and begged rice and he came and gave it to Bhagavan Acharya. They made a nice feast and Lord Chaitanya ate, this rice is very nice. How did you get it? Chota Haridas, he went and brought it from Madhavi Mataji. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are in the renounced order. How is that you have gone to your lady and you know, begged rice? Don't see henceforth. Don't come in front of me. So everybody said, Chota sa galti ho gaya. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. He never saw him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, I don't even want to see a statue of a woman. Because my mind may get agitated. And this fellow is going and talking in seclusion to a lady. What he thinks about himself? So now, Chaitanya, if you want to follow Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not in the original form. Because he is doing it as a devotee. That is Vishnu Tattva thing and this is the normal, what you can do is exhibiting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suppose, a statue of a woman. Statue is standing, so many temples, our temples we don't have, some traditional temple, you know, you go to any ancient temple. You see so many statues are there, you know. Sculptures. Pillar may be sculpture. So anywhere you see so many sculptures. Sometimes you will see, you know, some erotic scenes are also exhibited. They are there. Whether to see or not is up to you. A statue standing somewhere, you go and see, who should be blamed? Whether the viewer or a sculpture or a sculptor. Sculptor to banaki chala gaya. Statue standing in one corner. If you go on the view, there is nothing that is happening to the statue actually. But what is happening is in your mind. Huh? Achcha lag raha hai? Mind is connected to the senses. Senses get agitated. Lusty desires come out. And then you engage in activities in the material platform. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want to see a statue because my mind may get agitated. Like our, he's telling for us actually. So, don't see. So much so that scripture gives a very strict instruction. Manu Samhita says, a person is not supposed to be in seclusion with his own mother, his own daughter, his own sister. Because you can't trust the mind. Mind may get agitated. So, we have to make sure that we perform activities in such a way that we don't put ourselves in trouble. You can't blame the sculpture. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting an highest example. No mixing, pre-mixing. This one can follow. Those who want to follow the footsteps of great personality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the person. He is the person to be followed. So in this way, the mind is so powerful that it can get very easily agitated. So we know that from the description in Bhagavatam about how Lord Shiva wanted to see the Mohini Murti form. So we are talking about Lord Krishna drinking the poison. After drinking the poison, he didn't see the Mohini Murti at the time. Mohini Murti came and so many things happened. He wanted to see, he went to the Lord. My dear Lord, thoda dekhne ka. Are bhai, kyun trouble? No, I want to see, I have not seen. At least one time I want to see. Lord Shiva is, you know, controller. He is a controller of senses. Topmost controller. So much so that he won't be even agitated when his own wife wants to intimately associate with him. What to speak of anybody else. But the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he takes the form of a woman, even that can agitate the mind of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. You can imagine, what about others? Others are all. Don't even have to see. Just by hearing only they will get agitated. Hearing means only by ears, you know. Seeing means more description and more impact on the mind. So, exactly like, unless the mind is completely pure, then the intimate dealing between a man and woman actually can agitate. This is guaranteed. Unless somebody like Haridas Thakur, who is completely absorbed in chanting the pure names, the mind is absorbed in that, so it cannot get attracted to a woman in seclusion in the middle of the night with all nice things. Atmosphere, breeze, etc., etc. Mind, his mind was not attracted. Somebody on that level, pure mind, in that stage, actually, one can not be attracted by the intimate dealing. They actually can be the fit candidate for discussing these topics. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved Chota Haridas, it was not a big interaction. He just went and asked for rice and broth. He did not disapprove that. Whereas Ramananda Roy, one of the intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was directing Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, a dance drama for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So he was rehearsing, you know, any drama, dance, you have to rehearse, you know. So he was training the young girls for dance and drama for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So he was training. So in the part of training, he would actually touch the girls, he would dress the girls, he would even bathe the girls also, but his mind was completely peaceful, not disturbed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved it. Who should do what is not standard rule for everybody. It all depends upon the person and his consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performing his pastime, one side Ramananda Roy dealing with young girls, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said very nice service he's doing. On another hand, Chota Haridas, ye chota kaam kar diya. Jo kiya wo chota hi tha. He just went to Madhavi Mataji, elderly lady, thoda rice dena, Bhagawan ke liye thoda prasad banana, aur rice de diya. Itna hi hua hai. Dusra kuch nahi hua hai. No, 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 this is not approved. So, one has to be very cautious in performing his acts in such a way that it is befitting his situation, where he stands. One should know where he stands. One should not think that, oh, I am a very, very advanced devotee. Ho gaya abhi. Do saal jab kar diya abhi, toh ho gaya sab kuch. Jo bhi karna hai, kar sakta. Inviting danger. So Rasleela pastime is so confidential and intimate that it is the participants to dance with, they are the gopis. And in that, it is stated that even Lakshmi ji doesn't get that opportunity. Concert. Lord's concert. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Sri Rangam. During his South India tour. So, like this, Chaturmasya. So, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Sri Rangam for Chaturmasya. Sannyasis go to different holy places and they stay for 4 months, Chaturmasya, and perform their bhajan. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, and the chief priest of Sri Rangam, Ranganath, is Venkata Bhatt. So, he used to have a conversation with Venkata Bhatt. So, one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Venkata Bhatt, Lakshmiji is most chaste woman. Lakshmi Narayan is chaste woman. There are so many chaste women. Lakshmiji is chaste woman. And she always stays on the chest of Narayan. Lakshmi is staying there. And she actually once wanted to join Rasleela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, why your Lord wanted to join the dance of my Lord? Same Lord, eh? But then jokingly he was asking. అండ్ వల్లభ నో వెంకట భట్ సెడ్, వాట్స్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ నారాయణ అండ్ కృష్ణ? సేమ్ ఓన్లీ. నారాయణ ఈజ్ మోర్ ఫార్మల్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫార్మల్. నారాయణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద ఆఫీస్ అండ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్. సో హౌస్ క్యా ఫరక్ పడతాయి. హస్బెండ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో హస్బెండ్. హస్బెండ్ గోస్ టు ఆఫీస్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ హస్బెండ్. హస్బెండ్ ఎనీవేర్ ఇస్ హస్బెండ్. యు కాంట్ సే దట్ ఈజ్ హస్బెండ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ అండ్ సమ్వేర్ ఎల్స్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్. నో, ఈజ్ హస్బెండ్ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ బికాస్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వెరీ ఇంటిమేట్ థింగ్స్ ఈస్ రిలీషబుల్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద బిగ్ ప్రాబ్లం? సో శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ దట్ యాక్చువల్లీ టు జాయిన్ ద ఇంటిమేట్ పాస్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ రాస్ లీలా, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఫాలో ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ గోపీస్. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ ఫాలో ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ గోపీస్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డాన్స్. సో దెర్ ఆర్ శృతి గణాస్. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ శృతి గణాస్, నో దోస్ శృతి పర్సానిఫైడ్ అండ్ రిషి గణాస్. ద రిషిస్ ఆఫ్ దండకారణ్య, దే ఆల్సో బై వాంటెడ్ టు బి పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ పాస్ టైమ్, విచ్ ఇస్ వెరీ రిలీషబుల్. సో ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ద శృతి గణాస్ వర్ నాట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ గోపి, సో దే వర్ డినైడ్. దెన్ స్లోలీ స్లోలీ దే కేమ్ టు నో దట్ దే హావ్ టు డూ దిస్, అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ దే యాక్చువల్లీ ఫాలోడ్ ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ గోపీస్, దే వర్ అలౌడ్ ఎంట్రీ ఇన్ టు ద పార్టేకింగ్ ఇన్ ద రాసా డాన్స్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సెడ్ లక్ష్మీజీ, ఈవెన్ దో షీ ఎంటర్డ్, షీ యాక్చువల్లీ కెప్ట్ హర్ ఐడెంటిటీ యాజ్ లక్ష్మీ. ఓతో చూడడం ముస్కిల్ అప్పుడు ఐడెంటిటీగా వేసి అయితే ఈజీ చూడచ్చు. సో యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ కీప్ యువర్ ఐడెంటిటీ యాజ్ లక్ష్మీ, నాట్ ఐడెంటిఫైంగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ అ గోపి ఆర్ ఫాలో ద గోపి, డోంట్ ఫాలో ద గోపి. ఈ ఫాలోయింగ్ ద గోపి మీన్స్ యూ హావ్ టు యాక్ట్ లైక్ గోపి ఆల్సో. ఫాలోయింగ్ డజన్ మీన్స్ పిచ్చి పిచ్చి జాగ్రత్త ఫాలో నై. యాక్షన్ స్పీక్స్ మోర్ దెన్ వర్డ్స్. సో ఫాలోయింగ్ ద ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్, వాట్ దే డూ సరెండర్, వాట్ దే డూ దే హావ్ టు బి డన్, లక్ష్మీజీకి తోడ ముష్కిల్ పడేగా. బికాస్ షీ కెప్ట్ హర్ ఐడెంటిటీ. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సెడ్ షీ వాజ్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డాన్స్. షీ వాజ్ దేర్ బట్ షీ వాజ్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డాన్స్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫార్ ఇట్ అమాంగ్స్ ద డివోటీ. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ డివోటీ అమాంగ్ ద డివోటీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ద గోపీస్ ఆర్ ద no the emblem of surrender to Krishna and wanting to do anything and everything for Krishna, you know, epitome of devotion, and that is the level that is required for partaking in the rasa dance. With them only Krishna can, not that any Tom, Dick, or anybody comes solo. What to speak in Lord Shiva knowing this, because this is tumultuous sound going and he got disturbed in Kailas. Are kya ho raha hai? Are ras dance ho raha hai, chalo chalo hum bhi jaye. He came to Braj, he was denied entry. Are bhai aap kahan ja rahe hai? So Krishna is the only male here, he is doing rasa, take a holy bath. Then Lord Shiva has to transform himself as a gopi, Gopishwar Mahadev ban gaye, to have close view of Rasalila. Lord Brahma and all the other in the balcony, he is close seat, first row audience, first row spectator, to participate in the Rasa dance. So in this way, this culmination of intimate pastime of Lord Krishna with the gopis is exhibited in the form of Rasalila. And this Rasalila is such an intimate pastime, it is by Lord Krishna's own sweet will he performs it. Every day happens, on Purnima it happens, so many times it happened. And interestingly, there is also a Rasalila performance in Manipur. In Manipur, they perform this Rasalila. There was a king of 18th century, the descendants of Babru Ohana, from Arjuna, Babru Ohana, they are in Manipur actually. So there was a king in 18th century known as Bhagya Chandra Maharaj. Bhagya Chandra Maharaj, he was ruling the Manipur, and at the time The Manipur was invaded by Burmese. The Burmese king came and he took over Manipur. And Bhagyachandra Maharaj went in exile. He went to Assam. So he was staying with the king of Assam. Generally it happens when one king is losing the position, he will go to another one, they will help and then he come back. This all happens. So Assam, he was staying in Assam. And this Burmese invader, he came to know that he is staying in Assam. And he sent a message to the king of Assam. Actually the one who is staying is not actually Bhagyachandra. He is an imposter. Unko nikal do. You kill him. He is imposter. He is telling that Bhagyachandra is no more. He is somebody else, like an imposter is trying to do. Then Assam king said, "Are bhai, is real Bhagyachandra or nakli Bhagyachandra?" There is so many times, so many tests are done actually. So he made a test. Different people have different kind of test. He said that, "Oh Bhagyachandra, you are calling yourself Bhagyachandra, no? So you must be having a lot of mercy of the Lord, potency. So you do one thing, there is an elephant, wild elephant, the elephant. So you please control this elephant." Elephant, wild elephant, yeah, normal human being controlling his world, next to impossibility. He was wondering, kya karega? Then Lord Krishna came in the dream. And he said, "Don't worry, you take a garland and take Japmala, you just chant Hare Krishna." Because the Manipur kings, they were actually followers of Narottam Das Thakur. The Narottam Das Thakur disciple went to Manipur and he made all Vaishnavas. So it's some Vaishnava state. So he just chanted Hare Krishna. So the elephant from a distance, it was coming, it was charging, coming. So he was simply chanting. When it came close, it became pacified. And it actually sat down on its own. And then, control ho gaya. He said, "Theek hai bhai, elephant ko control ho." Then Assam kings thought, "Are, ye kya baat hai? This elephant is so powerful. This person, without any effort, he's chanting Hare Krishna and he controls. He is real Bhagyachandra." So then he gave his army, the fellow who sent the message, he is no culprit. So he gave his entire army and Bhagyachandra went back to Manipur and he drove away the Burmese king. And then he actually started ruling again. So Lord Krishna came in the dream of Bhagyachandra. And he said that, "You please make a temple for me. And you worship me as Govinda, Radha Govinda. Make a temple. And the deity, you make it with a jackfruit wood from the hill. Location also is given. When Krishna comes and gives mercy, he will give all the details also." So, like Lord Jagannath is made of wood. So the Govindaji in Manipur is also made of wood, that's jackfruit. So you make from this jackfruit tree. And then, you also make a Rasleela dance performance for me. It is, description is given by Lord Krishna himself, Govinda, in the dream of Bhagyachandra, you perform this Rasleela dance. If you see Manipuri cultural thing, if you see some photograph, you see a very colorful, picture of Lord Krishna in a very unique dress. That dress is very unique. And the gopis also wearing a very unique dress with very circular, like a cylindrical barrel kind of thing, skirt. It's a very, with green and red, very colorful. And this is actually given by Lord Krishna only. That you make a temple, you install me, the jackfruit, the deity made of jackfruit, and they perform this Rasleela pastime. Even now, in Manipur, one of the special things is Rasleela pastimes, cultural pastimes, especially during the Holi festival, they do a lot of cultural programs, and they is called Maharas. And in fact, this king, Bhagyachandra, he became the drummer. It's accompanied by drumming and the kartal and the singing like that. And his own daughter was playing the role of Radharani. Radharani Gopis are required, you know. So Radharani role was played by Bhagyachandra, King Bhagyachandra. Even now, the culture is there. Many times, when His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodara Swami Maharaj does some scientific program also, even in conference with where all the scientists come, and the Prabhupada instructed him, you do the scientific program and do some cultural program also. Obviously, Maharaj will do the cultural program from Manipur. So many of the times those old timers saw the conference. The Ras Leela dance is invariably a part of the cultural program in the evening. The martial art also is there, Ras Leela, all these things. So in this way, Lord Krishna, very mercifully, even for us to have some idea, He actually, see, we cannot start on our own. To start, it has to be either a great Acharya or it has to be Lord Krishna Himself instructing. Suppose we also start something new, then it is not going to work. When Lord Krishna is instructing, then it is authentic, it is bona fide. So in this way, we can also have the mercy of seeing, understanding, and then understanding from what is our situation and accordingly acting. Not that again we can perform ourselves whatever we want to perform. In this way, Lord Krishna performed the Ras Leela pastime, dancing with the gopis, expanding Himself. And each of the gopi actually thought Krishna is intimately and personally dancing with her. That is the uniqueness. Even though there are so many, it is like, you know, for them, the only world exists is they and Krishna. What happens outside is doesn't even have any effect on them. It is between a devotee and Krishna. So many things may happen around, and unless you are meditation, it's like a meditation. If a person is in meditation, for him, what is around, happening around the world doesn't really matter to him actually. What matters is he and, you know, with whom, you know, he is dealing with Krishna. If you are so intimately connected with Krishna, doesn't, even though another Krishna is there next actually, even that doesn't affect. So, for dancing so long, when they were little tired, then Krishna entered the Yamuna waters and to perform some pastimes in the water. Krishna entered, gopis entered, splashing water, so many things. It looked like Lord Krishna has transgressed the worldly morality. Exactly like an elephant enters into a paddy field, some small fence may be there for elephant, boom, boom. The fence will go nowhere, it just break. It's like the elephant may break the fence. Lord Krishna broke all the worldly moralities in dealing with the gopis, and he was playing like a king elephant, and all the elephant, like Gajendra was playing like that, he was like a king elephant, all the elephants were, you know, playing with him. So in the audience of original recitation, Sukadeva Goswami is reciting, there were some karmis and jnanis, and who are not fully liberated, not pure devotees of the Lord. They had in their mind some doubt. What is this? Krishna is doing like this. So, representing their attitude and mood, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, "My dear sir, Lord Krishna has come to establish religion, to remove irreligion and establish religion, religion. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajanagam." He came for that. And it looks like he is violating worldly morality and dealing with other men's women. So, what is the point? Kya ho raha hai? Parikshit Maharaj is asking. So, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that the great personalities are not affected by the transgression of so-called worldly morality. One who is a great person, he actually transcends the worldly things. That is how he becomes. It is said that even a pure devotee of the Lord, he may not even fully follow the worldly morality thing if he transcended. Pure devotee, liberated stage. And that is not he supposed to be imitated by others. So, today's verse we read, we didn't hear a very intimate pastime sloka, but instructive sloka, that one who is not a great controller, one who is not a great controller, he should not imitate the behavior of a great personality. If one is not Krishna, he should not think about dancing, Rasleela. Period. So Sukadeva Goswami says, exactly like, if one is not Rudra, one is not Lord Shiva, and he thinks that, I will act like Lord Shiva. Sometimes, people will smoke ganja and take some intoxicants. Say that, no, we are all followers of Lord Shiva. So why don't you drink poison also? Only Shiva kiya, na? If you are following somebody, follow everything. You want to follow Krishna, follow everything. Before dancing, Krishna lifted Govardhanil, no? You want to follow, first lift Govardhanil, then come to dance. First you want only dance. People, like Balu's case, he didn't want to hear about Govardhan Leela. He didn't want to hear about Makkan Chor Leela. He didn't want to hear. Straight to Ras Leela. Which is the most confidential. Prabhupada said, no. First you do this. If he had asked for something else, Prabhupada would have definitely obliged. That only Ras Leela you. So in this way, in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining, great personalities may do something, but you may not know what, you may not know all the factors involved in doing that. Whole problem is you are just seeing the act, but the basis of which you may not know. Imitation means what? No, all the criteria should be fulfilled. You want to imitate like Narendra Modi, then you'll have to fulfill the criteria of getting vote, majority in parliament and become prime minister. Oh, udhar baitha hai, tum idhar se Narendra Modi se kaise baat karega? Okay, wo baat karne, hum idhar baat karenge. Koi farak, unko nahi farak padne wala hai. All the, if you want to imitate somebody, that activity that person is doing, you'll have to fulfill all the criteria fit for that activity. Then you can. Not just, he looks like me, one criteria. Utana hi criteria? He is Sachidananda Vigraha? What criteria kadare? Our body is not Sachidananda. Looking like he is having two hands, he is having a face, maybe he is bluish black, so I'll color it myself bluish black. Drama mein koi color dal deta hai. Krishna ban jayega kya? Just appearing. But my body is made of Panchamahabhuta and Krishna's is Sachidananda Vigraha. That criteria is not fulfilled. How you can actually imitate that activity? You fail. So imitation comes when all criteria are fulfilled. You want to act like a professor, you get qualified as a professor, PhD like Gargi, fir professor banna. You want to be a policeman, then qualified. Sometimes in the cinema, somebody comes like a policeman, IPS officer, everything pakka. Sometimes, cinema IPS officer looks a real IPS officer and a real IPS officer. Just by looking, you don't become IPS officer. You want to become, you have to fulfill all the criteria that this person has undergone. Then you will become. So any ordinary soul, without fulfilling the criteria, wanting to imitate, then he will face the fate of somebody taking even one drop of poison. Forget about the ocean of poison. One drop of poison will destroy. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami explains that great personalities are empowered by the Lord. They themselves are above the law. What to speak of Krishna himself? So Lord Krishna is actually above the worldly laws. And the material activities, the activity that Krishna performs never entangles him Whereas when we try to perform, it will entangle us. Immediately, finished. A devotee trying to imitate, his devotion will be completely finished. And Lord Krishna actually performed this pastime in the Goloka Vrindavan eternally. He is only just manifesting to give us an idea. Why he should perform, he should have left it, you know. But Krishna wants to give an idea what he can expect when you go there also. Go there. Krishna wants to give a little bit taste of it. And the material romantic literature, by hearing or reading or seeing, it actually increases the lust. Whereas the Rasalila, the spiritual romantic activity of Krishna with the gopi, actually that destroys the lust. Exactly opposite. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, the pastime of Lord Krishna, Rasalila, has got such an inconceivable spiritual potency. Inconceivable spiritual potency. That it has the potential to attract the polluted heart. Polluted heart is polluted. So many unwanted things are there. It has the potency to even attract that heart towards the lotus feet of Krishna. So Lord Krishna is giving an opportunity to bring us. The first time when you hear, it may look like a little bit mind is disturbing. Second time, third time, hearing. One point of time, when you become actually fully developed in Krishna consciousness, it will actually will have the positive effect of being in the devotional path of surrendering full and full to Krishna. How can I also serve like this gopi is doing? That mood will come. That is possible. So in this way, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, these pastimes have the potency to actually attract the polluted heart also towards Krishna consciousness, not to engage in material lusty activities. So in this way, Lord Krishna performed this Ras Leela for one night of Brahma. Our one night is just 12 hours, right? And Lord Krishna performed it for one night of Brahma, which is only 1000 Diva Yugas. You may wonder, why ek din mein ho gaya tha? Krishna can expand the time, he can contract the time also. For Krishna, is one breathing is one lifetime of Brahma. Just one breathing, one life for him, what is not possible? Just this is only one night of Brahma. You know? One lifetime of Brahma is, you know, 100 years, 360 days, and it's only just 36,000 nights. One lifetime of Brahma, 36,000 into 2, it's only one breathing of Lord Vishnu. So for Krishna, nothing is impossible. So such a long dancing with Krishna, you forget about the time, how much time has gone. So Krishna did it for one night of Brahma. And Sukadeva Goswami concludes this wonderful pastime by stating that if one faithfully hears this Rasalila pastime, he will attain Lord's pure devotional service, Suddha Bhakti. Faithfully, one hears faithfully, he says, and he will quickly become sober. Even if he is not sober, he will become sober. Even if he has not conquered the lust, he will conquer the lust. And all the diseases of a heart will be cured. Lust and all the diseases of the heart, they will be cured when one sincerely and seriously hears this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna performing Ras Leela with his gopis. As I said, this Ras Leela is actually meant for liberated souls. And it is being spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, who is a liberated soul, to Parikshit Maharaj. Already is detached from all this thing and he's ready to pack up. No pack up, nothing, empty and packing, baggage less. And all the liberated soul, he has spoken, meant for liberated souls. And as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, even the conditioned souls, by hearing this, slowly may get attraction to Krishna consciousness and achieve the perfection. So, Srila Prabhupada has mercifully taught us how to deal with these intimate pastimes. It is not that Prabhupada has spoken at length on this. That doesn't mean that, you know, sometimes you say that Prabhupada gave something lesser thing, higher thing, let go somewhere. No! Everything is here. You don't have to go anywhere. You have to qualify. Speaker is qualified, audience is qualified. No. You can't be unqualified audience and search for the qualified speaker. Kya baat? What is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? What is described in 10th canto, Krishna book Prabhupada has given? What is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? Everything is there to achieve the ultimate perfection in Krishna consciousness. Everything. Somebody thinks something is missing. He is missing something in himself. To understand this. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has mercifully given us this wonderful translations and purpose in the form of Bhaktivedanta purpose. And we pray to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has mercifully come to demonstrate us what we should do, what we should not do. And praying at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari that these wonderful pastimes can purify our heart so that we will be able to progress in Krishna consciousness and achieve the perfection, taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. We stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Even Mr. Gandhi, he said, if it is true that if this personality has danced with other men's wives, then I will reject him as God. So, Srila Prabhupada, actually Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur writes in the purport, one of the purport, that Krishna performed this pastime specifically to drive away unqualified people who don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead, Janma Karma Chame Divyam and all. So, on one occasion, Prabhupada said, like all of us know this pastime of Vallabhacharya going and telling Advaita Acharya, that why, you know, we are all wives of Krishna, you know, why you are chanting his name? Because a chaste wife doesn't take the name of her husband. Then Mahaprabhu, he said, go to Mahaprabhu and ask. Then Mahaprabhu said, the wife follows the instructions of the husband. So husband told us to chant Hare Krishna, so we are chanting her. So based on this, Prabhupada said, Krishna is not immoral. By accepting one of the ladies as your wife, you're immoral because actually she belongs to, you know, originally to Krishna. So Krishna is not immoral. So we have to understand this pastime based on this, that, you know. So that is why that Janma Karma Chem Prabhupada said, if you understand that verse, you will go back to Godhead. Otherwise, based on that verse, one should not criticize Krishna's pastimes and all. So if they criticize, then they will go to hell.
It is only due to sheer ignorance you try to understand scripture because you know little bit. Whole problem is you know little bit and then you try to understand everything. So all the gopis, eternal gopis, they were all doing this in the spiritual world. No, they have come to do some perform some pastime. Here certain situations are created. You don't decide the things based upon this. And all the gopis are expansions of Radharani. And Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, internal pleasure giving potential. They are meant to give pleasure to Krishna. And when they come to perform a pastime, there are certain situations arranged. You don't try to decide about their activity simply based upon the pastime which is meant for us. To give an idea, you know, how we can expect to deal with Krishna when you are advanced. Yes. That is the reason Prabhupada did not speak to Balu. It was very surprising. He could have even spoken like Krishna book, you know, specifically denied. He did not have gone to the intimate touching and all. He could have just said Krishna danced with gopis. He didn't speak at all. He said, I am not qualified, you find somebody else. Very, very instructive.
One more point in this regard, that one Sri Vaishnavacharya describes, that Lord Ramchandra is described as Pumsham Mohana Rupaya. Means the most, among all the men, he is the most handsome person. So whoever saw him, they became attracted. So he says, Ramchandra left many debts. Then he said, because all these rishis in the Dandakaranya forest and all, they became attracted to Lord Ramchandra. So they wanted him as a conjugal lover. Ramchandra said, I make a patni vrat. Said, okay, in my next life I will fulfill your desire. And then in a Laghu Bhagavatam, I think it's described that all these golden sitas.
Golden?
Golden sitas. Sita.
Golden? Sita, acha.
So they were all kept in the storeroom, it seems, in Ayodhya. So one day they became conscious. They said, Are, we are lying here, you know, we want to have some pastime. Then Ramchandra said, okay, when I come as Krishna, you also become gopis. Like that, in order to fulfill the desires of some living entities who want to become conjugal lovers, so Krishna has performed his pastime.
Very interesting. Suppose you want to be a lover of Krishna, you can't say that the post is not vacant. Post le liya. Sabko chance milega. Sabke liye chance hai. That is Krishna's special mercy. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said liberation is required for this thing. To
what
understand liberation. One should come to liberation. The platform of liberation to understand the pastimes of the Supreme, this Ras Leela. And I've got little confusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Teva Shanta. So what Mukti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about?
That is different context. This is a different context. Liberated means not having anything attached to anything material. Suppose, if I see Rasgulla, as soon as I see Rasgulla, if I feel like, oh, very nice Rasgulla, bas, katam. You are not liberated from Rasgulla. So like that, a liberated, what is meant here is, when you see the form of a woman, if your mind is not agitated, that's what it is. Generally, one can get agitated. General rule. We want to test it out. Those are the different things, not subject matter of this. But here, what is meant is, they have no attachment to anything. Atmarama, like Atmarama. They have nothing. They try to derive some pleasure. So that stage, one will not be disturbed. So those who want to hear intimately, we have not discussed the intimate of Krishna's pastime. We only discussed this other than this. By the way, if you want to go and read, but when you read, when you see that your mind is agitated, then you see that next time I'll read. Keep going, going, hearing, chanting, chanting more. When one point, that doesn't mean that to leave it, huh? You keep reading. Keep reading. So keep chanting, keep reading, keep chanting. At one point of time, when you appreciate Lord Krishna dancing with gopis, then slowly you are coming up. So that kind of thing. This and this are two different contexts. Yes. Anuman Prabhu.
हरे कृष्णा. एक समय की घटना है जब भगवान श्री रामचंद्र वनवास में थे, तब वो चल रहे थे एक वन में, तब उनके पैर से धूल उड़कर एक शिला थी उसके ऊपर गिरी, तो जो गौतम की जो पत्नी थी गौतम ऋषि की अहिल्या, उसका उद्धार हुआ उनके चरण दत्त से. जब बाकी ऋषि को पता चल गया कि प्रभु के चरण स्पर्श से पत्थर भी श्री हो जाती है, तो वो लोग अलग अलग पत्थर लेके चले, जिसको पीला पत्नी चाहिए पीला पत्थर, सफेद पत्नी चाहिए सफेद, सब पत्थर लेके प्रभु के दर्शन के लिए आए. तो प्रभु बोले, दर्शन के लिए पत्थर क्यों लाया है? तो बोले, प्रभु आप हमें एक एक पत्नी दे दीजिए. फिर बाद में जब प्रभु को प्रणाम किया, प्रभु को ध्यान से देखा, बोले, प्रभु जी पत्नी नहीं चाहिए अभी, हम आपके साथ, हम आपका पत्नी बनना इच्छा है. तो प्रभु बोले कि द्वापर युग में मैं आपका इच्छा पूर्ण कर दूंगा, अभी मैं एक पत्नी व्रत हूं, अभी नहीं होगा, द्वापर युग में वरदान दिया था. तो ऋषि लोग भी गोपी बन गए थे. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण.
May I speak something regarding that we should not imitate to others? Here, Devavati and Kardamuni. Kardamuni, he changed his forms to satisfy Devavati. Imitation he has done, Kardamuni is done. only to satisfy Devahuti, he imitated other roles, other forms.
He's not imitating anybody, he's just doing his own job. He's husband and she is wife, and to satisfy her, instead of one form, he expanded into 9 forms. What's the problem? He expanded into 9 forms.
9 forms.
He's not imitating anybody. In fact, who else has done 9 forms anyway? I don't know of anybody. As far as I see Bhagavatam, 8. 8. Savari Muni expanded into 8 forms, not 9. Only Kardama is 9. Anyway, it is not imitation. Imitation means somebody does, you just try to do like that without fulfilling the criteria for that. That is not imitation. Go ahead.
Thank you for wonderful class, Prabhuji. In 29th shloka purport I was reading, just previous shloka.
Previous shloka?
Purport.
Yes.
Prabhupada mentions online, Sridhar Swami commentary, he says, a fire devotes all that is fed into it, but fire does not change its nature. Similarly, great personalities does not fall from his position by an irregularity in behavior. Can you elaborate on this little bit?
Exactly like in the fire, big fire is there. You take a dirty object, suppose a object, dirty, contaminated object, and you put it in that. Now it actually burns it and finishes its existence. Did fire change because of that? Like example, Surya. Powerful rays are falling on dirt and it is evaporating it, drying it up. Sun doesn't get affected, no? So in the same way, the great personality, for example, Srila Prabhupada, to him, all the hippies came and they had all kinds of bad habits. What happened? It is not that Prabhupada got affected by them. On the other hand, he affected in a different way. They changed it. Like the object which is put, that gets into change. So like that, a great personality like Prabhupada, even if somebody who can contaminate, suppose in a situation like, you know, in the midst of hippies and the illicit activity, drug and all, anybody can get disturbed. Can you imagine somebody in the midst of all these people and then changing them, not getting changed? That is great personality. And suppose somebody else says, maybe ja raha hu abhi dusra jagah par, maybe kuch karega, baad mein aap dekhega nahi unko. He will become one among them. So fire has the quality of changing the object coming to it, because it has got the power. So the great personalities have the power to actually nullify the effect of the object that is coming. Nullifying, you, whether you have it or not, that's a different thing. But great personalities have. So in the same way, like fire has got the power, the great personalities have the power, by means of it, they don't get affected. But they make effect in the life of others. Prabhupada.
So, please correct me if my statement is wrong. So when Prabhupada said to Mr. Balu that I am unqualified to speak, so that is his humility?
What do you think?
Please correct me.
What do you think?
Yes.
No, I am asking, what do you think?
Because he is asking so repeatedly in that conversation.
No, no. What do you think that why Prabhupada said I am not qualified? Please tell. What do you think?
I feel it is a humility of him.
That's all. No discussion.
Thank you.
Obviously, what is there to even ask this question? You should not even think, is it because of humility? That itself shows some kind of doubt in your mind. It is sheer humility. A person who has gone to the West and made the hippies into happy, and he is so concerned, he has written the already Krishna book, he thinks without knowing Rasalila pastime, he can actually teach anybody. It is humility of the highest order to admit that I don't. Suppose you think, what will Balu think, you know? Are mera paas ek Swami ji aaya, unko Rasalila ka baat pata hi nahi hai, kali pura duniya mein prachar karne ke liye chala gaya. Bol sakta hai na? Bol sakta hai na? So he didn't bother about that. You go talk what you want. I am not going to talk Rasalila to you. It is the humility of highest order. Because we don't want to put ourselves, we generally what happens, you know, you don't know, you speak lot. there is a saying that in the village, pot hai na, pot mein, if there is only half filled water, when you carry it, patak 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 patak, aawaz aayega. Jab pot mein ekdam pura rehta hai na, wo usme aawaz nahi nikalta hai. Jo aadha hai, aawaz aadha karta hai. So it is actually, you know, humility of highest order of Prabhupada to say that. Yes. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaurav Premanande.